Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on the Manic Monday show, it's going to be crazy and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Michelle, are you ready?
Whoa, what a freaking intro. That was awesome. Hello,
are
everybody. Manic Mondays. Hi, Ron.
Are you ready?
I am so pumped. I'm fist pumping over here, okay?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you
no,
ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I'm so excited.
And we're going to kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Tonight is November 28, 2011, also known as Cyber Monday. So I want to thank everyone for putting your credit cards down for a little while and joining us here on the Rad Reality Show for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'm going to be your co-host tonight, along with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing, Paul?
I put my credit card away. Hey, what's going on, y'all? There was a little, that was a little Minnesotan and a little Southern there, you know.
A little Minnesota. Okay. We also have Miss Portuguese Princess herself, our host of the show, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you doing, sweetie?
Oh, I'm doing great. What's going on, Cherry and Paul? Happy Manic Monday.
Was that intro awesome or what?
You know what? I absolutely loved the clips, the intro. It was awesome.
Michelle,
yes.
Do you remember where I took that clip from?
You know, I can't. I remember because it was so many epic nights.
I edited out several things because it was from the night one of the Rad Reality Show game show when mystery guests were calling in.
Oh, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That was out of control.
Hey, Cole.
Another epic Manic Monday.
Yes, we're going to have another one. And
I know.
Yes, I'm glad everybody put down their credit cards. I don't know about you guys, but never mind putting down the credit cards or dealing with Black Friday, actually going to the stores. But I'm still in a turkey coma. I don't know about you. I don't know how these people do it, but I, like, pass out right after I have my turkey dinner, which I hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. Did you, Cherry and Paul? How was your Thanksgiving?
No, I had a very quiet but enjoyable Thanksgiving. I went over to my my parents' senior facility, and we had reservations in their dining room for their turkey, and one of my nephews and his significant other joined us, and then went back up to their apartment, worked on my dad's computer for quite a while. So it was a nice visit, and then we capped it off with a great Thanksgiving Rad Reality show, where we played a bunch of clips from Ron's Thanksgiving show from last year, and they were well worth it, don't you think, Cherry?
It was a wonderful show. Wonderful, wonderful show. And we had many of our Rad Reality family in here with us, and it was just a perfect way to top off a Thanksgiving night. So, I agree.
Well, what a great Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm just still stuffed.
But the tryptophan gets me too, Michelle. It knocks me out too.
So what did you do, Michelle? Family, or was it a big group gathering? Or,
you know, it was at my house, and we cooked. We had like everything. You know, big turkey. There was probably about like 9 of us. You know, my nieces were there, my brother and his wife, and my uncle stopped by and his girlfriend, and I had my friend that she stopped by, and we just had so much fun. You know, obviously we did a little boozing, I'm not going to lie.
Was it Steph?
No, it was actually my friend Debbie. No, Stephanie was with her family up in Worcester, so.
And this is the brother that is a newlywed, right?
Yes, he's newly married, yes. And my nieces were there, too. They're so cute. One's about to turn 14, okay?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the other one is 13, and the other one's 12. So my brother's got his hands full, I'll tell you. And they're all girls. So it's going to be an interesting next few years, so.
Okay, you know that I started doing a few little theme clips for some of our chatters and family in the Rad Reality show. Well, it's grown since I last had a couple clips. You remember the one I did for Jess?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I have several more now, and they will only be played if these chatters get on their phones and call in. And I actually do have one when we bring her up for Panther. So I'm kind of excited to see her on the line.
Okay.
I've got
She's
one
waiting to come up.
Marie,
so why
got,
don't?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you go ahead and play that, and we'll go ahead and bring her up.
Okay, I have to scroll down and.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Okay, here we go. Listen up.
Meow, 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 meow.
Miss Kitty? Mr. Dillon? It's her. It's Miss Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Snoop was a cat. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, I love you. Yes,
what'd you think?
Panther, you are live on the Rad Reality Show.
Panther, do you like my theme music for you?
Never unmute a person when they're laughing so hard. They're peeing their pants.
Oh, gosh, we have a visual. That was a great. That was really great, Paul.
I especially liked how the clips of Chester and Matt Dillon. Miss Kitty.
Yeah, it was perfect. How are you doing, Panther? How was your Thanksgiving, girl?
Oh, my Thanksgiving was great. How are you, Michelle, Paul, and Cherry?
We are fantastic.
Doing well, sweetie.
Not going to lie. We're fantastic.
Are you freaking out or are you hanging
in
there? Well, for the weekend coming up, I mean.
Are you ready?
Girl, I was born ready.
Born ready.
Well, we're excited to say that Jen DiTerno was added onto the list as of yesterday.
Wow.
Man.
So I have a female partner in crime, I'll have to say.
You are no longer the only girl showing up.
The only girl. Nope. So it's going to be interesting.
Where's the meow meow?
What'd you say?
Where's the meow meow? Where is my Toys for Tots people?
They're not here yet.
They're not here yet, but they're coming. They were going to be calling it around 7:15 in. Enzo says that he's going to try to get here, but it's pushing more for, like, he said late in the show. So, but Jen DiTerno is going to be calling in. And we have Ronnie who said he'll be calling in. And I believe Cowboy's supposed to be calling in. And is Adam calling in as well?
Yes. I think he'll be calling in around 7:30. So,
now, can I just say, I really want to be a fly on this flight. There is 8 of you on the same flight.
Get out of here.
They are all on the same flight. They all meet in Chicago. Can
Wait
you
a minute.
Stand?
What's the 8? Who?
Well,
Jerry.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Maybe six. I'm sorry. There will be Cowboy, Lane, Ronnie, Cherry,
Shaitan Joe,
and I believe there's one more.
Yes, it's Robin.
Robin, yes.
Robin, right.
Whoa, I know you guys sitting next to each other because that'll be interesting.
It's a shame that Southwest doesn't have
the hell off
first
my
class.
And get off my plane now.
I know we're in an upbeat mood, and I don't want to, you know, bring this up later on. I if Cowboy calls in, but
Cowboy's going to be on hold because he's calling me, so I'll be right back.
Okay. So we have a lot more people in the chat room tonight, Cherry, if you want to go ahead and give the news.
Some people may not have heard, but Cowboy's father did pass away the day after Thanksgiving. So this
he's
is going to be really...
Right now.
This is going to be really tough for him.
You know, all of us here are definitely praying, and you know, for him and his family.
Right.
Our condolences go out to Cowboy. So
we will
keep
him in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
You should be calling in right now.
We do have Madam Crystal Broella in the chat room as well.
Ooh. So we should be getting a riddle sometime. We'll see what happens.
I've got a theme song for the fortune teller, too, by the way.
Do you?
Let's bring Cowboy up. Cowboy, thank you for calling in. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
How are y'all this evening?
Oh, we're
hey,
doing
Cowboy.
Great.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, wow. Cowboy.
I'm hanging in there.
Well, we're
so
just saying, you know, all our, you know, we're thinking about you and your family here, the Rad Reality Show, of course, the whole family here. And our condolences go out to you, so.
Well, yeah. Thank you, and prayers are needed. You know, when a parent dies, some siblings sometimes goes crazy, and we've got that going on right now. So, you know, just, you know, say some prayers. You know, it's very tough because they made the services on Saturday. Well, I'm in New Hampshire on Saturday. So
oh, no.
there's a lot going on, and so prayers are needed, and it's just, you know, I know what my dad would want me to do, and that's what I'm doing. So he would want me to help the kids. So as of right now, I'm still flying to New Hampshire.
Wow.
So, you know, and I will keep my head up high and, you know, no regrets, you know. I'm announcing my huge news at Toys for Tots. My dad knew about it. My dad was excited about it. So I know what he would want me to do.
Wow. God, boy.
I'm so sorry that the arrangements were made at that time. I know you were hoping that it was going to be on Wednesday or maybe even Thursday, and that would have made things so much easier for you.
It would have, but, you know, the thing is what I've learned in my life is I know there's always someone that's got it worse than me, but, you know, in my personal life, things have happened in my life to make me the man I am. And I will continue to be who I am, and I will keep my head up high. I will continue to do what I love, and I will be there for my kids, and that's what matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I completely agree. Our life experiences do include some negative things and some sad things and some struggling times and painful things. But as time goes on, you find that that is something you needed to go through, that you now can empathize with other people and you can bring them strength from your experiences. So I give thanks even for those hard times as well, personally.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't talk a lot about personal stuff, and some people know that I take care of my mother full time and raise three kids. I got the opportunity 2 months ago. My father calls me and says, "I want to come home. I want to come out of the nursing home," and I let him come and live with me for 30 days, and that's 30 days that you could not take away from me. He got to get to know my kids. My kids got to know my father. And when I say father, this is the guy that raised me, not Nokomis and I's father. This is the guy that married my mom almost 22 years ago. They would be celebrating their 22nd anniversary on the 10th of December.
Wow.
And that 30 days, I got to talk with my father, and he apologized for so many things. And, you know, he knew that he was dying, and he did that last plea, and he stepped up as a man. And I say that because sometimes in our lives we mess up as parents, and he manned up, and he was very proud of me. He was very proud. He helped me, when it came to fighting for my kids. He was all for it, and so there's great memories, and he's not suffering no more. He said he was 75 years old. He had lung cancer. He was suffering. He really was. He was in so much pain the whole 30 days he was here. And after 30 days, he knew that he was ready to go to the nursing home because he knew it was getting time. And he didn't want my kids to see anymore. You know, he did what he needed to do. And then he went, and 25 days later, he passed away.
You know,
it's just good that you got to spend the time with you in those 30 days, though. You know, everything happens for a reason, and that's just terrific that you were able to have experiences and memories and have him with your kids. So that's great to hear that you got to at least spend time with him, you know.
I was thinking.
Well, and what's so cool, he makes me so proud. He donated his body to science. And
really?
I wonder where I get my kind hearted. I mean, I've got the same attitude he's got, and he did donate his body to science, and which is neat because, you know, him having lung cancer, they're able to, you know, look and see lung cancer looks like and everything. So I'm proud of him.
That's
I'm sure he's quite proud of you too, Captain.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's very proud of you.
It's just such a blessing how he knew that he needed to come, and he knew that his time was short. I think that's just, we really do have to look at those positives. It's just, it's quite a story there. I mean, that's so happy.
You know, and what's so neat, and I hate to bring this aside, but it's also cute. My kids took it well because I prepared them. You know, I told them that their puppy was dying, and so I wanted them to, if they had any questions, they could ask. I guess it was the night of when Dad died. Michael was going to sleep, and I was tucking him in, and he goes, "Are we getting Poppy's truck?" Because he associates his truck to Poppy, because they would play in the back of the truck while my dad would smoke outside. And so that was their time. They knew that they could go play in the front yard when Poppy was there because Poppy was watching them. So they would play in the back of his truck. And I said, "No, baby, my sister will get the truck." And he goes, "Well, don't she have a vehicle?" I was like, "Yes, babe, but there's more to that." So he is so cute. And, I mean, kids say the darnest things. You know, we sometimes don't think that kids understand, but kids do know a lot.
Yeah,
oh,
they know more than they know more than we think, honestly. They pick up on stuff like that, you know. But they're doing well, though. Like, they understand that, like, everything.
They do. And, you know, I've been preparing them because, you know, I lost my boss that was like a father to me just less than a month ago. And so, you know, they say he comes in threes, and I hope I don't have anyone anytime soon. But, you know, I did prepare them. I want them to ask questions because, you know, I try to teach my kids in a very respectful way the best you can about death is we're not guaranteed tomorrow. And, you know, and I tell them that, you know, Dad might not be here tomorrow, but I don't scare them to the point. I want them to ask questions because, you know, you see a lot of cases where the kids hurt so bad because they didn't understand where Dad went.
Yeah.
And or mom went, or, you know, vice versa. You know, I tried to teach them in the best and non-harming way. You know, I don't put the fear that Dad's going to die tomorrow. I put it where, you know, it's always that possibility. And they seem to understand it. But anyways, a positive note, we've got Toys for Tots this weekend. Michelle, I tell you what, I am so excited. We had a new confirmed to the list at the last minute.
Yes. I got the message yesterday. You know, she called me up and she's like, you know, I have the time off and why not? I'm in and let's do it. So, you know, the info got to her of what she needed to book and all that stuff and when, and she booked it. So Jen DiTerno from Big Brother 9. I'm excited.
I'm really, really excited. And I'm laughing because Ed from Canada is, you know, driving down to our event. And he tagged me in a picture. I guess he's at a grocery store or something. And he has got a blue cowboy hat. And it says, "Michael Ellis, we look like brothers." And tagged me in it. So I thought that was kind of cute. He's been really, I tell you what, everyone has been really supportive, and I am just amazed.
We have one of your guests on the line now, Michelle.
Oh, do we?
Awesome.
Well, then let's put another one on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adam, thank you for calling into the Rad Reality Show. Welcome.
Raw.
<What's up, everybody? laughs>
buddy. How are you?
Good, good. Just finished at the gym and rushed on home to get the call.
What's going down, Adam?
What's up, Michelle? Hey, good, big win for the Pats yesterday. Thank you for beating the Eagles.
No problem. Anytime. Go Patriots. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God. It was so good. We just did, like, a friend's Thanksgiving, a bunch of friends locally. My brother came up, but everybody else, Hoboken, we all made some dishes.
Did you have any bacon?
Yeah, bacon.
You know, that's what everybody asks me. I make a lasagna every year for Thanksgiving. I know a good Jewish boy from Jersey makes a lasagna, but I make a great seven cheese lasagna. And
wow.
Everybody asks me, did I put bacon in it? And I say, no, I'm a traditionalist. Thanksgiving is a tradition. I've been making this lasagna for 10, 11 years now. Never had bacon before. Not going to start now just because the fans want the bacon.
So you're having issues with bacon, so I see you're having issues with bacon.
There was some pork on display, though. We had some prosciutto, we had some sausage, and some ham. So it's okay, you know, the pig was represented on Thanksgiving.
You know, I did see on your page that I guess someone took a picture of bacon on turkey. That probably would be delicious, actually.
I'm sure it would. I do bacon wrapped steaks all the time, and the juice from the bacon just drips into the steak. So, I was in charge of the turkey this year. So, if I was in charge of the turkey, then perhaps I would have tried that. But my contribution was the lasagna. So,
awesome. Well, Adam, you know that on Friday night of Toys for Tots, I'm cooking, and one of my dishes I'm trying to do is sirloin patties, and it's hamburger with bacon in it. So you're going to love it.
Oh, cowboy. I'm going to get up there extra fast now to test that out.
Are you super excited, Adam? When are you heading up to New Hampshire?
I'm coming up. Driving up with Enzo, which should be interesting. We're driving up Thursday night. Unfortunately, I can't get Thursday off of work. I can only get Friday off, so I'm coming up after work on Thursday. So I'll be there really late Thursday night, but I am so excited for this event.
Hey, Adam?
Yes?
Have you gotten to hang out with Enzo at all out there in New Jersey?
You know, it's funny. We've only emailed back and forth. We haven't actually met yet. He lived, out of all the Big Brother contestants, he lives probably the closest, and he's the only one I haven't met yet.
And see, with me, Lane is the close. Well, I mean, there's several. There's Busto, which I can't say Busto. It's April. I've got April, and I got Lane lives by me, and I think Jennifer lives in Texas as well. And then Steven lived that way as well. I don't think they do anymore, but Lane only lives about probably an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes from me.
Oh, really? Gosh,
I forgot. Michelle from season 4, she was, you know, her and her boyfriend were in the house together. She lives in Hoboken, too. I just found that out a couple weeks ago. So
really?
we're trying to meet up. Yeah, hey. But now Enzo lives literally like 20 minutes away from me, and he met his wife in Hoboken. So I know he loves the city of Hoboken as much as I do, too.
Could you, videotape your car ride from Jersey to New Hampshire? Because I think that would be just excellent footage. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't have a camera. But, isn't Enzo supposed to call in? Run it past him. I don't want to.
He's going to try to call in. He said he was busy. But I'm just throwing that out there. It's just an idea.
Oh, boy.
Meow, and the bacon man.
Hey, this is Paul. Before it gets really crazier in here with more people calling in, we are doing, for those that don't know, we are doing a, there's a kind of a game going on, a treasure hunt that the Big Brother fortune teller is doing and putting out riddles and clues every week. And she puts out the first clue on the Manic Monday show and has already put out a clue for us. And I'm just thinking, let's get that out of the way before we continue to chat with everybody. And this I did for the fortune teller. And Cherry, when it's done, you can read the riddle, okay?
All righty.
Greetings, I am Crystal, the Big Brother fortune teller.
Fortune teller, can you see what my future is going to be? Can you see it all in your crystal ball? Have you got a dream for me? You have seen it all in your crystal ball. Gotta find the dream you see.
Okay, now we have the new riddle.
Ooh, these riddles are so hard. Okay, I'll be honest. So I can't wait to hear this one.
Riddle number 5, you got the ball rolling by spinning their tweets like wheels and a mic. But if it is a treasure you seek, it is a house guest site you must like.
A house guest
so,
like?
A house guest site you must like. So I'll read it one more time. Rule
yeah, read it
five.
One more time so that everybody out there can get it. All right.
You got the ball rolling by spinning their tweets. Like wheels and a mic, which is in quotation marks. But if it is a treasure you seek, it is a house guest site you must like, which is also
you know what? I
mark.
Think I might even know this one, but I don't know. Okay, wait. So can you tell me, okay, can you go back to the riddle part where you said in quotation marks that mic? So is it M-I-K-E in quotation marks or
M-I-C?
M-I-C.
M-I-C.
Okay. Okay.
Like a mic.
I think I exactly know who it is. But I'm not, you know, don't try blackmailing me, people. I mean, I haven't been good the past few weeks, but I have somewhat of an idea. But they're such good riddles. Ugh.
I know.
Adam, how does that bring back memories hearing that laughing?
You know, I love the fortune teller. I think the fortune teller helped me win my only HOH of the year, so... that fortune teller. And you know what? I did try to get her to open up to me earlier. I don't know if people in the live feed saw. I made out with her once a day, so I do miss her. My girlfriend couldn't get mad at me because I couldn't make out with any of the girls in the house. So I made out with an inanimate object that she wouldn't.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Come on, who doesn't make out with fortune tellers in a purple room?
Come on, I would. I'll be honest. But, you know, we're going to go to Toys for Tots now. Adam, you are bringing the elf costume, correct?
Oh, of course I am. I mean, that's why this just makes perfect sense for me to go. I was given the honor and privilege of the elf suit, and, I want to use the elf suit for good. And Toys for Tots, it just makes perfect sense, so... I'm sure the kids will get a big kick out of an elf handing them toys on Sunday.
Will Farrah be coming with you?
I'm sorry?
Will Farrah be coming with you?
No, unfortunately, she cannot make it up.
Aww.
I'm flying solo. But, hey, you know what? We did 75 days apart, so, 3 days apart, that's easy.
Hey, she's holding it down in New Jersey.
Yeah, no, you know what, this is a very busy weekend. Oh, before I forget, I want to give a big shout-out to my house guest, LaJuan, who turns the big 4-0 this weekend.
Happy birthday, LaJuan.
Happy birthday, LaWonderful. He's got his birthday party going on out in Cali. I got some other stuff going on in Jersey, but you know what, the Toys for Tots, that's the place to be this weekend, so I'm going to be there.
Well, thank you. And LaJuan is amazing. He was on I Am last night, and him and I was talking back and forth, and he was sending his condolences and everything. And LaJuan is just an amazing person.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. I mean, of all the people in the house, like him and I, we actually worked for the same company, we found out later on. And
wow.
He's an intern. Yeah, he works Sony Pictures. I work for Sony Music. But I found out that he used to intern in the same building I work at. Not while I was working there, so there was no shenanigans. But you know, him and I hit it off instantly. We had so much in common, being the same age, grew up in the same era, loved a lot of the same music. He doesn't love the metal, but I love old school hip hop. So him and I bonded instantly, and just, you know, just he was a great person to meet in the house, and I'm so lucky for that.
I totally agree. You know, I got to spend my Virginia trip with LaJuan. We were roommates, so actually with Cassie as well, and Dominic and Danielle one day. But yeah, I.
Now you talk about a camera. I wish there was a camera in that room.
That's what I. You know, I remember you tweeting that, like, let's put a camera in there. And you know what?
Oh,
it should have been, because it was off the meat rack. I'll just be honest. I'm not gonna lie. We got crazy. Okay. So, but hey, Adam, have you ever been up to New Hampshire?
I've never been. It's one of the few states that I've never been to, and I could check that one off the list. My one friend lives up in Maine, and she's like, come up here. And I'm like, I'm sorry. She's like, you're so close. I'm like, too much going on here. But, you know, I can't wait to go up there. I hear it's beautiful up there, especially this time of year.
What makes it more beautiful? I'm going to be there.
Of course.
No. It's going to make it more beautiful because we got the beautiful Michelle Costa in Gio.
That's right.
Yes. I love it because the new brochures that went out, it's got the girls at the end. And someone, Alan, actually said a sandwich. I mean, yeah, that would be gross.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I know Greg has a phone line. Would anybody like to have a few fans come up and say hi?
Let's do it.
Okay. Anne Marie, you are live on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. So sorry about your loss, Cowboy.
Thank you.
Been there. But I know maybe I'm sounding dumb, but I wish you would tell everybody listening where in Portsmouth it's going to be and what time on Saturday for those who aren't going Friday night.
The Friday night is going to be at the VFW in Portsmouth, and we're going to start kick it off around 5, and we'll be there, I think, until 1 in the morning. And
what about Saturday when everyone meets everybody?
Saturday, we're doing a meet and greet at Walmart from 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a parade that night.
Yes, the parade.
And then after the Christmas parade, we are going to the Chop Shop where we will hang out. And it's $10 admission, and half of the admission goes to Toys for Tots. And I have not got word back, but he was supposed to get a mechanical bull. I have not got confirmation on that.
Oh,
but
boy.
I tell you what, Jen is really excited. And I tell you what, I'm not going to lie, that might be, the next porn right there, bull riding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. But I love the bull. I'll be honest.
Do you think this challenge that you can win? You've been on a bowl before.
I have, and I tell you what, mechanical bulls, I will say, is a little bit trickier. I hurt more with mechanical bulls than I do real bulls. I don't know why. I think it's just because of all the jerking and stuff. But I'm excited. I'm up for the challenge with Jen. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have it on camera, so that will be streamed somewhere, I'm pretty sure. And then on Sunday, we are doing our every Sunday event. It's at 2, I do believe, where we do Santa Claus for the kids. We've got an elf. We've got Michelle Costa, a leotard. And supposedly I'm being conned into wearing my chicken outfit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's where we do the drawings on the raffles that we will have all weekend long. And then the Marines will be there for us to give them the money and toys that we've raised.
Okay, so
yeah.
Sunday is VFW too?
No, that is going to be at the American Legion.
American Legion, okay. So Sunday.
So, Emily, does that mean you're coming up or what?
I'm convincing my husband, and I'm getting my girlfriend called today and told me to get more people. So my girlfriend and her daughter are going to meet
cool
me up
is
there.
That?
Yeah. So
cool. We would love
great.
To have you there.
Oh,
Emily.
Yeah.
If we have to send somebody down to kidnap you, we've got to get
I'm
you up there,
you, that's
girl.
What I, that's why I'm
yes.
American Legion. That's pretty close. That's not that far from me, so I should be able to find that even on my own.
Hey, Anne-Marie? Anne-Marie?
Yes, Paul.
Here's Anne-Marie's theme song.
There's a person that I like to be. Listen to me, Anne-Marie.
Okay.
Sweet Anne-Marie, she's my heart's delight tonight.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I never heard that before. That'll have to be
the
like
Jerry
Garcia.
The Anne-Marie song, I'll tell you.
The very end of that was Jerry Garcia, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to call my girlfriend. I'd like to get another friend of mine going, because that's great, because she was worried it was going to be too late, but 2 p.m. is great, 2 a.m. is late.
Well, you know, if you can make it up, the Friday is awesome as well because it's dinner and games at the VFW.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And we serve up a meal, and you get to play games with everybody, and you do all that for $20 for your meal and just to hang with the house guests. And, of course, it's a... you know, a bar that you can buy your own drinks. It's a lot of fun as well.
Yeah.
But we would love to have you there.
Yeah, it does sound great. The VFW is at what time on Sunday? I mean, on Friday?
It's going to start about 5. I mean, we're going to kick off about 5.
All right.
But,
well, I tell you, this is a really weekend.
Hey, I want to know more about these games. What games are we going to be playing?
Oh, Adam, it's so much fun. Cowboy, tell them the different games we've played.
Last year we did the Newlywed Game. We did Minute to Win It and like a Fear Factor taste competition. And it was a lot of fun. I haven't decided yet what type of games we're doing this year, but guaranteed to... be funny and maybe gross. I do like the Fear Factor.
I like that.
Taste. It was awesome. That was hilarious.
In the
Newlywed Game, we have to play again. So that was a real good one.
Yes. Yeah. So it's definitely fun. It's very interactive. Like, it's just a good time. And like this time of year in New Hampshire, it's just.
Oh,
beautiful there,
like,
and you know what? You're helping.
Beautiful weather and the skyline.
Yeah, and you're helping
awesome.
Kids while you're doing that. You know, so I'm collecting toys from down here, bringing up a bunch of toys, and we're actually going to be going and getting toys, Cowboy, aren't we? Like all the house guests, we're actually going to be grabbing a shopping cart and going to get toys. Correct.
Yes, we're going, when we do the meet and greet at Walmart, that's when we are doing our shopping spree.
And that was sponsored by Real Player for each one of us to have a gift card, correct?
It is. They donated a $50 gift card for all the house guests.
Oh.
Awesome.
Is this going to be like the supermarket sweep style where we just run down the aisle and just throw as much as we can
well,
into the shopping cart?
I think we should. Like, I think that would be fun.
I
think they will love it. I may do it in my chicken outfit. That would be awesome.
Oh, my
yes.
There's no
great.
Telling what I'll do.
We'll tell Adam that. He'll wear his elf costume, okay? But I will not wear the unitard.
Doesn't Enzo have a costume, too?
Helen? I just
thought of something. Enzo have to wear something?
Yeah, Enzo has a penguin outfit. He better keep bringing that up. Oh, sweet.
Can you see the kid? Oh, you guys should take a picture for that. All of you in your outfits.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, we're going to dress up Jen. What's Jen the Twitter going to wear?
Oh, we can put her in a French maid outfit.
Perfect.
Did she marry? It was on the internet. Is she married now, Jen?
No.
She didn't marry. Oh, so I saw something
single.
That said she got married.
She's
no,
single,
she's
yeah.
Single.
Yeah, well, there's
she
a whole
she just
thing.
Went on that cruise that, wasn't it like sort of like a reality show or singles cruise or something like that?
Wow, I just
I need to go
today.
On a singles cruise. Shoot, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's what she does. She just went on it. It was like a two-week thing, and she just got back. I don't really know the details on it, but I know she went.
Oh, how cool is that?
No,
yeah.
I checked on, I was looking up her name on the internet, and they had a whole thing with her, a picture. She must have been engaged with somebody else on 2000, yeah. She must have not.
No, she was going. She was the one that was going out with
Ryan.
Matt.
What's his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, Ryan. And, yeah, but I don't, they're not together anymore. Maybe they were talking about maybe she used to be engaged with him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to be calling in, but she had texted me that I sent her the wrong number, and I just sent her the right number, so hopefully she'll get through.
That's so bad, bad, bad.
Yeah. Sorry, you know what?
Michelle,
I just
how do you not know
phone.
The number?
No, I just got this new phone, right? And I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to get used to it.
Here we go.
Well, everybody else, I sent it right that I needed to, so. It was just
thanks.
Like, I have fat fingers, okay? Thanks. Want me to, like, deal with this on air, live? I have fat fingers.
You got fat fingers?
From the turkey. So I ate too much turkey and it went right to my fingers.
Hey, Michelle, are you going to wear your apple bottom jeans?
No, I had to retire them.
My boys go around singing the apple bottom jeans song, and I said, I've got a friend that wears jeans like that.
Oh, my God. No, yeah, I like my apple bottoms, but. No, I've moved on to different types, I guess.
We've got somebody else
just...
on the
okay,
line.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see who we've got. Area code 207, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, guys, it's Crocker.
Hi, John, how are you?
Hey.
It sucks being a manager in retail some days. I'm just saying.
Oh, I bet you loved it on Black Friday. Like, who are you kidding? It must have been a lot of fun.
No, it's hell. But I'm good. I gotta wait off the floor for a couple of minutes. So I just
hey, Joel Walker, I'd like to say that your new flyer throwing up Jen at the last minute looks amazing, and
yeah.
I think she was tickled pink.
Oh, cool. I'm glad. That was good.
Yes, it's but fantastic.
Glad to hear your voice, Michael.
Well, thank you. Good to hear yours.
Oh, I'm breathing hard.
That's what she said.
You're breathing hard because Michelle's on the line? What's that?
I said, are you breathing hard because Michelle's on the line?
Yes.
No, it's actually because you, Adam. You're both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. Hey, John, what's happening? Good to actually hear your voice instead of just typing to you.
Oh, well, you know. I like being one of the little people every now and then.
Well, John, I tell you what, it's just around the corner. Are you excited, buddy?
I know.
I am. I'm just saying, Panther and I have been working on myself, and we got a lot of events planned for throughout the weekend, and everybody's going to be busy. And, you know, if you want to sleep in, go ahead and sleep in, but you know, a couple of events we'd like everybody to attend, but there's enough stuff to keep everyone busy all weekend long, so it's going to be fun.
And, you know, this is the thing is, I'm going to say, this is fourth year of Toys for Tots that Panther has put on, and Michelle Costa was the very first Big Brother house guest to help out, and this is my third. And it's already the biggest. This is the biggest that we have ever had.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you all for making it happen.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, I'm going to go. I'm going to hopefully see you this weekend. It sounds like quite a time.
You should. If not,
we
I'm going to
you.
Oh, will they be filming any of it for the internet? Will it be on the internet?
Yes.
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, guys, see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to have to jump off here, too. I need to get back on the floor, but I just want to
right,
pop in and say hello.
Thank you so much for calling in, Jen.
Thanks, John.
Harlan,
I said
hi.
All
right.
Hi, John.
We have another caller. I'm going to
bring
up right now.
Bring them up.
Jen DiTerno, thank you so much for calling in, girl.
Hello. How is everybody? Sorry for taking so long.
Beautiful.
I've just been at work.
Jen, I just want to apologize first off. Sorry. I sent you the wrong number by accident. I was just one number off. But
I know. I ended up going on Twitter and just getting it from Twitter. So,
because I sent you back the message.
And then to answer everybody's question, I was engaged to my college sweetheart, and we broke up a long time ago, maybe 2005 or 6.
We got it cleared up, thank God.
Hey, Jen,
I was on the not.com, and so when you do that and when you register on that, it kind of never goes away, so it still shows my ex-fiancé. But we are good friends, and he did get married about 2 years ago.
Well, congratulations, ex.
Thank you. We should
spread rumors that you and I are engaged. That would go off really well.
Oh, yeah? That would take off like wildfire.
Let's just start the rumor now. I'm just saying.
We have our final caller calling in, folks.
I heard about I was on another reality TV show. However, I am not able to speak much of it.
Right.
For contract purposes, but I did go away on a cruise, and it will air in February on Lifetime, and details will come. Once I can say things about it, everybody will know, so I will tell you guys more when I can.
All right, well, you'll come to Manic Mondays and let us know, right, Jen?
Oh, absolutely. I'll broadcast it only on Manic Monday.
I miss your face, girl.
I can't wait to see you.
I'm so excited.
I'm
going to
bring up our final caller.
Oh, we have a caller. I'm sorry.
I can't wait to see everybody, but now Michelle's not the only girl, and I'm excited to be her sidekick.
Mr. Meow Meow.
Yeah.
Oh, Enzo.
Enzo, you are live on the Rad Reality Show. Thank you so much for calling.
No doubt, man. What's going on out there?
What's up, Meow Meow?
I like the panel, and I can't wait to hang out this weekend. It's going to be a mess up there. I want to see what New Hampshire's going to be about. I can't wait to go up there, man.
Road trip.
Right.
Hey, Meow Meow. This is Cowboy. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Cowboy? What's going on, man?
Hey, so we was told that you have the penguin outfit, and you've got to wear that in New Hampshire. How about that?
I know. I sold that on eBay. I wish I had.
Thank you.
I rock that shit, bro. I definitely rock that up there. But, you know, I sold it on eBay. I think a month after the show was over, I got it off on eBay.
Come on.
A lot of people are going to sell the elf suit, but I refuse to sell the elf suit. I refuse
to wear the elf suit out there?
Hell yeah, I'm wearing the elf. I'm wearing it when we're driving up, man.
I'm wearing my unitard. I didn't sell my unitard. I'm wearing my unitard and Cowboy's wearing his chicken outfit.
Oh.
We thought that you were going to join in, Penguin, man.
What's the itinerary like out there? What is it, like a Thursday? Thursday to Sunday, right?
Cowboy, let everybody know the itinerary again.
Okay, Thursday we're doing the big set of people that's actually showing up. We're doing a poker, which Jen is showing up, Ronnie.
Absolutely.
Lane and myself.
Okay.
And she's on the line right now with us.
No, I heard. Hello, Enzo. What's going on?
And
give your baby girl a kiss from me.
So we are doing poker, and then there's been a request by Joanne from Canada. She's doing our photos. One of my good friends, she's flying in from Canada, And she wants us to do a beer pong tournament, so we may do that after poker.
Oh, wow.
That's
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So, and then Friday, we are doing at the VFW at 5 o'clock, we're doing dinner with the house guests, and I'm cooking with some help with Chowtown Joe and some others that's helping me with preparation.
Okay.
And then we're doing games. It's reality-type games like the Newlywed Game, Minute to Win It-type games, and like Fair Play Factor Taste. It's awesome. We did it last year, and it was a big success.
Okay.
And then on
Saturday. When we say the Newlywed Game, Cowboy, when we say the Newlywed Game, we pick people in the audience that are either, like, married or, you know, just married couples in the audience, correct, Cowboy? That are out there, yeah. So we get them, and that's how we play the game. And then we do Minute to Win It, and then we do the Fear Factor. So that's where we all get involved. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay. And then on Saturday, we are, from 11 to 2, we are doing a meet and greet at Walmart. And in that time, we're doing a shopping spree that Real Player has gave each one of us a $50 gift card to get toys for the kids.
Isn't that awesome?
Year.
That's awesome.
Aww.
Yes.
That's awesome,
and
so
we're all going to, like, you know, like how they have it, like, shop till you drop or whatever? Like,
yeah,
we're all
going to run around with shopping carts like crazy.
Yeah, we're going to go crazy. So I hope you guys are all in, but we're going to just, like, go crazy in that place, okay?
And we got permission. We got permission to film and take pictures. I think we did get Walmart to okay that. So I think that has been approved. So we're good there. And and then Saturday after that, we will do a Christmas parade. And you know what? It's going to be cold, so dress warm. Michelle Costa and I, we freeze our honeys up. Every year, it's really cold. I'm sorry. And of course, Enzo and Adam
awesome.
Used to that weather.
Hey,
yeah.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Big Cowboy?
Yeah.
Are you all going to wear your outfits at Walmart to draw a little more attention to yourselves?
Hell no.
Unitard
to get presents for kids? And no, that's inappropriate behavior.
So I'm having you a really cute skirt made to go over your unitard.
No, it's
going
to say no shoes. No shirt, no unitard, no service. I just got to abide by the Walmart laws, okay?
I love it.
There
That's awesome.
It's going to be freezing.
So no.
And then just stay away from the glass.
Gosh, I live in Arizona. I better go shopping for this event because I don't think I have anything warm to wear.
That's what I'm saying. I want to accessorize.
If not, Jen, I'll bring you extra stuff, girl, so you don't go. Because
I got some leggings and some sweatshirts. I could wear my snowboarding outfit.
Bring the snowboarding outfit because I don't know if Panther's still on. But, Panther, is there still over a foot of snow in Portsmouth?
Really?
Maybe a foot of snow up there. Oh shit!
Yeah, we got Adam
or what? You got four wheel drive?
Wait, don't you worry. You're saying I should just bring my snowsuit to stay warm?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Wear your
warm knickers. Make sure it's got heating pockets in there.
Hey, Cowboy.
The Scully and Tim boots are coming out. Well, I love winter gear, though. Winter gear gets me amped up. We're going to fucking wild out there. I can't wait.
And it's awesome.
Isn't Lane supposed to be coming, too, right? That's what he said.
Yeah, Lane's coming.
Yep. That's what, Enzo, have you talked to Lane recently?
I texted him last weekend, and he said he was going. So I haven't talked to him since then. But I'll text him probably either tonight or whatever, tomorrow.
Awesome. And tell him that he needs to text me so I sent him his itinerary because we're flying out of the same airport on Thursday morning. So I need to at least tell him to text me and tell me if he got it or not.
I'll text him after this call. That's all.
Awesome. Yeah. And then after the Christmas parade, we're going to the Chop Shop. It is a biker bar. And it's $10 admission, which the Big Brother house guests, obviously, we get in free. But half of the admission gets toys for the kids, which is great.
Okay.
And
we get to party at a biker bar. What's better than that?
Yeah. I'll bring my leather jacket.
I want to watch it
in
there. Bring your leather jacket. Bring your chair.
Cowboy.
We got the
party
on Saturday night.
What did you say?
We got the fight on Saturday night.
Yeah, we'll get in a fight on Saturday night. Cowboy. I'll go like pat some big guy's woman on the ass and take off running, and y'all take care of my light work.
Hey, that's worth $10 to come see that. So anybody out there listening?
Yeah, Cowboy gets his ass beat by a big biker.
Hey, well,
that's
wait,
awesome.
Cowboy, you didn't even say the best part of that. Could be a mechanical bull there.
Yes,
there
and Jen is challenging everyone to a competition. And Jen, I don't know if you heard this, but I said you on the mechanical bull is a new theme to a porn.
What the hell are you talking about? Is that going to be streamed?
What did I set myself up for?
Don't worry about it, Jen. It's going to be okay. I'm here with you, babe.
Okay.
I'm
going to
take on,
I'm going to take on
that mechanical bull, too, because I'll be honest. I like me a mechanical bull. I'm not going to lie.
I've never been on one, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Oh, it's awesome. You know what? That's what they always say about riding a cowboy. But anyways, the next... And then on Sunday at 2, we are doing Santa Claus with the kids, and we are obviously still dressing up for that day. And so it's going to be awesome. And then we give our toys and money to the Marines. We are going to brunch. I guess I need to advertise. We are going to brunch before that. But that starts at what, 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
And when is this?
Sunday.
That's on
morning.
Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, the house guests, that we will give you, we will have a meeting on Thursday or Friday morning, obviously, because Enzo and Adam is coming up late that night. But we will
get together
and
I'll
we will go
four.
Over the itinerary, and y'all will know what's going on. I think the longest you can sleep is 10 o'clock. So good luck with all that, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's better than some, sometimes they want us up at 8. So, come on now.
Like
I know.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry, but I got to take off. I got to run. Got a girlfriend waiting for me with dinner. So I cannot wait
tell
for this
Sarah
weekend.
Tell Sarah we said hi.
Tell Sarah
yeah,
we love her.
I will. I
yes,
got to give her
Sarah,
some time.
Yes,
tell
Sarah we all
said
hi.
I got to give
her
some time.
Thank you, Adam.
Cannot wait. Enzo, we'll talk. We'll figure out where the hell we're going.
Yeah, yeah. I'll text him. Let me get medieval time, Joe. I know you were.
Right.
Stop lying, Joe. I know you're a knight over there, Joe. Stop.
I'm a knight at medieval times. Exactly. That's my real job. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Nobody will say a thing here on Manic Mondays. Yeah, safe with us.
It was kind of funny. Real quick, Danielle was out here a couple weeks ago, and her and Eric Stein went to Medieval Times, and we're getting recognized by everybody, and somebody comes up to me, and they're like, "Holy shit, it's Evil Dick," and I'm like, "Holy shit." But Danielle got a good kick out of that one.
Wow.
Hi, guys. I will see you all this weekend.
Have a good
bye,
night.
Adam. See you Thursday.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.
All right, bro.
Oh, I tell you what, Michelle Costa, I know this means a lot to you as much as it does me. I'm really excited about this weekend. And I talked to Ronnie earlier. He is so excited as well.
Yes, yes. I'm super excited, because this is my fourth year doing it. And like you
That's
said
awesome.
Earlier, the first year I was all by myself, and it's grown so much, and it's just turned out to be such a great thing. Everybody's helped, you know, they've combined their powers and sources and made it bigger, and I'm just so excited and so thankful for all the house guests that are taking the time out of their schedule, their busy life, of course, and being able to share that with us in New Hampshire. So I'm just so excited. The kids are going to just, more and more kids are being helped, and that's really all that matters, you know, so.
Absolutely.
I'm crying now. You got me like
about,
I'm water-eyed right now.
You're
about to start crying.
You know, one of my favorite pictures, Michelle, is which I have to look real quick, but one of my favorite pictures is when Kevin, Ronnie, and Lydia, myself, you was not there, that's right, and we're walking on the beach, and you see all of our hind ends on the beach. It was beautiful.
I never knew
that New Hampshire had a beach. It was,
yes.
I mean, it was beautiful. It was, the thing is, the sun was shining. It was beautiful. And then it snowed on us the next day.
Yeah. And it was awesome because Kevin Campbell was there, and he never saw snow ever.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it was the first time that he saw snow. So he, oh, my God, he loved it at first. He was like, this is so amazing. And then he, like, rolled up into a little ball, and he was, like, shivering. But it was, like, so funny. But it's so awesome, and it's such a cool place. Like, the air is so fresh and so clean. Like, you'll be able to breathe. You'll be like, oh, my God, this is what it feels like to breathe. And it's just, it's very pretty. So if you haven't been up this part, which a lot of you, if you're driving, I don't know if I think Enzo and Adam are driving, but you'll probably be driving through my state of Rhode Island, so you'll be able to see my beautiful state.
I'm
right.
I say this.
Yeah, you know, the little state, but with the biggest attitude. I'm just saying, I don't know.
But we have a first-time caller. We have a first-time caller to the Rad Reality Show. This is a fan.
Yay!
So I'm
going
to bring them up. Before I bring them up, though, we have a person in the chat room that wants to know if Enzo still has his puppet.
Yeah, I got it. I got a little meow. I'm not getting rid of him. No
Maybe
way.
You could bring the puppet
okay.
with you up to
I got him. I'll bring him up there. I had to glue his hat back on. It came off, but his hat's back on.
Down here, the pink one. Maybe you can bring the puppet. There you go. Okay, I'm going to bring the first-time caller up.
Okay.
Austin, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. You're on live with Michelle Costa, Enzo, Jen DiTerno, Cowboy. We've got a party going on.
Hello, Austin.
Wow, there's a song about you, and Blake Shelton sings it. Did you know that?
No.
Hey, Austin, where are you calling from?
My call is for Enzo.
You're calling for Enzo?
Wow, yeah. Enzo's in the house.
Yeah,
meow,
meow, meow.
What's up, Austin? What's going on?
So, have you kept any contact with the brigade lately?
Y'all, no, I talk to Lane a lot. Everything's like through text and stuff now. That's it, just texting and, you know, this and that. Because we live so far away and this and that. But, you know, Lane's coming this weekend, so I'm going to hang out with him this weekend up in New Hampshire. But, yeah, I talk to them, definitely.
Anything else you wanted to ask, Austin?
I have one for Cowboy.
Okay, go ahead, ask Cowboy.
So,
What's going on? Don't be shy, Austin. It's okay.
Sound like you're choking someone out, bro. What's going on?
We said it's going to be an epic manic Monday. We didn't lie.
Okay, Cowboy, have you kept any contact with Marvin and them or Diana?
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give a kind of similar answer to Enzo. I'm in contact with Marvin through Facebook and Diane as well. And Savage, one of my lines, we talk every once in a while. We do texts and we do Facebook and Jace from my season. And that's
pretty much about it.
Oh, thank you. That's all I need.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
thank
so,
you
much
so much
Austin.
In.
Thanks, Austin.
You have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Take care, y'all.
Uh-huh. Okay, we've got another caller I think many of you will be familiar with.
All right.
Al the Cap.
Oh!
You are live on the Red Reality
Show. It's your name and where you're calling from. I love that.
He's from Durant, Oklahoma, and he's at the downstairs of my house. Thank you for calling in.
Hey,
and
were
no,
you
and
Austin?
No, we're not partners.
Were you Austin Allen the Cop?
At least we're hanging out with Austin, man.
Hey, everybody, Allen, so you know, is one of my closest friends. Michelle Costa knows him very well. She's met him a
love
couple
Alan.
Times. And Alan, I tell you what, is he's always, since my dad has died, he's called or he's came over and checked on me because obviously it's a hard time losing somebody. And,
absolutely.
So thank you, Alan, so much. You are a dear friend. I know last night was really bad. And, you know, it's always great to have a good friend, so thank you.
I'm so glad he's there for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
guys,
listen, I've got to say goodbye, too, because I'm at work, and I'm the emergency room is starting to fill up now, so I got to say goodbye.
Thanks so much for calling in, Jen.
I look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing
yeah.
everybody on Thursday, and I'm so honored and so privileged to be a part of such an amazing event. So I will see you all Thursday.
See
yeah.
you guys.
See you
course,
then.
Weekend.
All
thank
right,
you
love
so
you
much,
talk
girl.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Have a great
right,
night.
Hey, so I tell you what, we're going to give away 5 free tickets to our raffle to Toys for Tots. It will go to any of the raffle on our table. We did this, and we're going to do this different. We're going to Alan is actually going to come up with the question. And the very first person to call into the show and gets it right gets the 5 tickets. I think that is the easiest way.
Hey, Cowboy, I just want to say one thing before you continue. I need to go. I need to take care of some personal business right now. So can you just finish off the show with me? Enzo, love you, meow, meow. And I owe you French fries. Okay, I get it. I know.
This weekend, I'm pretty sure we'll get some French fries. Definitely.
And, Cowboy, I love you, and I'm praying for you. And, Panther, I can't wait to see you. Cherry and Paul, if you can finish everything up. And everybody out in the chat room, I love you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Where we'll talk about Manica. We'll talk about the Toys for Tots event. And I'll see you guys all this weekend, okay?
Thank you so much, Michelle. You have a great night, sweetie.
Love you guys.
I'll see you in a few days.
Okay, bye. Ciao.
Take care. Ciao.
Okay, so, Cowboy, you're going to give away some raffle tickets. And
we
the first
are.
Person that calls
final
in
two.
Is going to win.
Cowboy, final two. First and second, we got the final two, me and Cowboy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, meow, meow. Yes, we do. We got, and you know what? We're going to, I tell you what, and I will say this. The Brigade and the Four Horsemen, I will say, was one of the strongest alliance in the history of Big Brother, besides Chilltown. Chilltown can take third. But
well, you know what? It's easier with 2 people than 4. You know, 4 people. It's hard to keep in line with 4 people. But you know, they did that thing too, though. But you know, they had a second crack. Chilltown had a second crack at it. We'll see. We'll see if the 4 Horsemen of the Brigade get a second crack at it. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's rumors out there, but we'll have to see. So all right. So. Al the Cop, you got a question?
Well, I guess I just got put on the spot there, didn't I?
You did, but I gave you a little bit of time to
like
think of a question.
Okay. I'm going to need some help because some of these questions I don't know the answer to. So who am I asking questions to?
You're going to ask just one question, and the first
okay.
caller that gets it right
I got an easy one if you're a real Big Brother fan. Okay. The question is, when was the first season?
Wait a minute. What, Cherry?
Why don't you wait until we get a caller up on the air?
All right, let's do that. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're calling in to play the game, press 1. We've got a caller on the switchboard,
but
they haven't pressed 1. Area code 931. If you're calling to press to play the game, press 1.
Enzo, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Can't complain.
Hey, Enzo, you got to meet Al the Cop in Vegas 2 years ago. He was with me 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's familiar. Yeah. I remember, man. That night was freaking crazy, but I remember.
I'm going to have the brigade shirt on.
Yeah, I remember. See, I get it. Are you going to be in New Hampshire this weekend?
No, sir. I'm actually babysitting Cowboys kids for him so he can go.
Okay, we've got a caller.
All right.
Area code 931.
State your name and where you calling from. Or not.
Well, I think Paul has a waiting room.
They got scared. They're not used to me throwing that in there.
Hello? Area code 931. You're on the Rad Reality Show. Hey, Terry.
State your name and where you calling from.
Hi, Jody.
How are you?
I'm good.
If they asked a question, I didn't hear it.
Okay, we were waiting to get you up on the air, so now he can ask the question.
Jody has
to answer correctly for the 5 train tickets, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And she's the only one I'm asking the question to?
Right now, yes.
Okay. Jody, the question is this. What was the first season the Zingbot was introduced into the Big Brother house?
And the Zingbot was season 10. Season 10?
Nobody's going to say anything?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
I was thinking it was season 12. It was 2 years in a row.
I mean, I guess. I'll
ask a question, but that was a good question because, I mean, I don't even know. I think it was season 12 and 13. But
the first season the Zingbot was introduced was in season 12.
I was right.
I was wrong.
You were brave enough to call in when nobody else did, so I think she deserves something.
I agree.
All right, Jody. Are you on my Facebook page or Cherry's?
I'm on Cherry's.
Okay. Well, when we get down there, we will. Cherry will get with you and ask you where you would like your 5 tickets. And there's a table full of things like a nice telescope. There's a autographed baseball from the Red Sox. There's Southwest ticket that will be available. There's so much.
Put them all in. Cherry, I know already. Put them in the Southwest.
Okay.
So, again, thank you for Southwest Airlines for sponsoring this event. So I just plugged
it.
So there you go.
And can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to buy raffle tickets this year like we did last year?
See, I don't think so, because unless if someone knows how to get around the loophole, because we did PayPal, and PayPal actually shut Panther down.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone has any ideas whatsoever, the only way that would probably work is if you actually sent like a traveler's check or something to Panther, and you can contact her through email. And you've got a few days to get that to her, but, I mean, PayPal actually shut her down because you can't do raffles with PayPal. So if anyone knows how to loophole around that, we are up for suggestions.
I kind of do, but you wouldn't be able to, like, write it off as a donation to Toys for Tots.
No, that would be fine. But I know last year we all did.
You can gift the money through PayPal.
I think that's what we did last year, but it didn't work, I guess.
But you wouldn't be able to write it off or anything.
Right.
But you can always.
I don't think we're worried about any write-offs. I think the biggest thing is to raise money for this, you know.
For the event.
Yeah, but that's the only thing, because we would love for the people at home to be, because these are some great prizes. I mean, some amazing prizes, but unless if someone has another idea, because the thing is, you know, last year, the ones that did do the PayPal, no matter what, whoever put the money in, their tickets, I know for sure, went into the pot. We did allow that, but there was also some shutdowns as well. So she did get her PayPal back up and going, but they actually shut her down. So they're really, which I don't really understand why they would do that, but I don't know much about technology.
And Cowboy wanted to tell you, I'm so sorry about your father.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much. So are you going to watch this weekend live with us?
I am so jealous that you guys are all going and I'm not, but I will definitely be watching as I have the last 2 years.
Hey, I brought you up, Panther, if you need to answer any of those questions.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Panther.
Hi. Who's this?
So everything that I said, Panther, was right?
Yeah, I couldn't say anything because I got disconnected. My battery died, so I had to put it on the charger for a couple of minutes.
That's fine.
I totally missed who you're talking to. And
there was a question from Jody about what we did last year with doing the raffle, people buying tickets, and I told them PayPal actually shut you down, unless if someone knew a loophole around it. We won't be able to do that this year.
The only thing I can think of, I don't really want to say it out loud, but I'm going to. The only thing I can think of is just don't say it's for Toys for Tots. Just make like you're putting a deposit into my PayPal.
Right, a gift. That's what I was saying, like a gift.
Don't say gift. Don't say anything. Just put it in the account.
Oh, so I guess when it got shut down, people were putting Toys for Tots.
I think, yeah.
I think we were writing raffle tickets.
Yeah.
In the memo.
Oh, in the memo.
Right. I think we were writing raffle ticket in the memo.
So probably the loophole of it is just actually, because when Panther got the money in her PayPal, she told us, and we filled out everyone's tickets. I will swear to it, because I had to write several down. And Lisa Cruz was actually helping us with that, and she did an amazing job. But, yeah, I guess if people didn't write raffle and they just stuck the money in, obviously we're going to know Panther don't have any money coming in PayPal that weekend, so she's going to know the name. She's going to see the name. But how, Panther, how would you get the address? Or the name and the information. How does that work? I don't do PayPal.
I believe when they deposit, I believe their address is shown as to who made the deposit.
Okay. So we'll do some research.
It wouldn't be their screen name, unfortunately. It would be their real name, so.
Okay.
We're doing this on air, like.
No.
Do we have somebody else calling in for a question?
We also
have a problem. Boy, he's riled up. He's ready to go for round two. I'll tell you what, we'll save that. We might do
it.
I
do have a call into PayPal to see what they can do. I don't know if they'll get back to us in time. I've tried. I'm waiting for them to call me back. It did take me almost 2 months to get my account back.
Did you really?
Panther, there is a question if something is able to be worked out as far as people buying tickets. How much are they?
$1 a ticket. And then what did we say? We said it was $1 a ticket, and then we said 15 tickets for $10?
You know, I think what Rhonda said we did was like 3 for $1 and $20 for an arm's length, and we used John Crocker's arm.
Right, because he's a big guy.
What we did in Vegas in 2010 was if you paid $10, you got the arm's length of any person that's there. If you paid $20, you got their head or toe, because me and John are the ones that actually helped take the tickets at the Hogs and Heifers, and that's how it was done there.
Hmm. I think we're going to have them pre-done, though. I think it might be just a little bit different, so we don't have to take time to measure arms. I think we're going to take, because somebody said it was like 18 tickets for John's arm's length. So I think what we're going to do is do like 18 to 20 tickets and make it like $10.
Yeah.
Well, you could do that. Or you could only just have him stand there one time. That way if somebody says, well, how long is his arm or how tall is he? You could say, well, this is his arm and this is how tall he is. And then you could just match the tickets off of that. That way he doesn't have to stand there every time.
Right, and you know, and that is a good idea, and that's we'll bounce that off in the next few days. But yeah, it's, you know, it's $1 ticket or $10 for arm length, and then we might throw in to try to get, you know, $20. We might work something out where, you know, give a little bit more incentive for $20.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that we can get together. The board and go from there. But if there is a way, you know, we would love for the people that is actually watching, we would love for you to be able to purchase and be able to get these prizes, you know, because it goes to the kids. I mean, it's more for the kids.
I think that's a great idea.
We could always, since, you know, we are one big happy family, we could always do something like the honor system and let them take their tickets and, quote-unquote, with the promise they send. I don't know. I don't know how to do it without getting in trouble.
Well, and that's why I said we still have enough time. They can get a hold of you or myself. More you, and they can send a money order to you.
Yep.
With their
do
name.
A Western Union. They can do a Western Union.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's Western Unions all over the place, and it only takes 3 to 5 minutes. I mean, Sarah just sent me $20, and it took me literally 3 minutes to get the money.
Absolutely. So that's another, that is a good way if you want tickets. And a great loophole to be able to get, you know, like I said, there's great prizes, you know, this year. I mean, amazing prizes.
Yeah, we have a telescope. We have a Red Sox baseball that's autographed from the Red Sox. We have
lift tickets?
I don't know if that came or not, because we were not able to give them a written letter on letterhead. Again, we are not Toys for Tots. We cannot do some of these things that people are asking.
We can only give the number.
Yeah. So I don't know if the lift tickets came through. I don't think they did. But then again, you know, that's probably a good thing, because people like from Texas or whatever, they can't use our lift tickets unless out here.
Yeah, but the Southwest ticket, everyone can use that.
Right. And we have a bike. We did get our bike this year. This year it's for a little child. It's not, you know, an older bike. It's got training wheels on it. It's a hot rod bike.
Aww.
Yeah, it's cute. Anybody that's a Jimmy Buffett fan, Club Finn's donated a basket full of Jimmy Buffett stuff.
Oh, Real Player donated a basket type of stuff, and we'll have autographed Big Brother stuff.
Yeah, we have autographed pictures from Jeff
That'd
and Jordan.
That would be a hot item.
Jeff and Jordan, Brendan and Rachel, Kalia and Danielle, and Adam and Kelly.
And I heard rumors Brendan and Rachel are actually on the next Amazing Race. I heard a rumor. I'm not spreading it. I just heard it. Apparently something went
through.
It's
confirmed.
It's true. I've been waiting to ask the Big Brother folks that are still here how they feel about that. Enzo, did you hear that too?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I guess they're just great for TV, you know, them two. You know, it's like, it's just hilarious. He cries more than she does, man. It's just funny to me, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, look, you know, for her winning that last season of Big Brother, you got to blame the newbies. I mean, you know how good she is at those competitions, man. If she got to the Final Four, she wins it all from the Final Four. I mean, come on. You know, the mistake they made was getting rid of LaJuan over her. I mean, people are crazy, man. You got to be, I mean, I don't understand that, you know. So, but that's what that whole season was there. But, you know, she's an animal. She's a beast in those competitions, you know. So
She's just like Janelle.
Yeah, she's unbelievable. You know, you got to give it to that, man. She's like she's got like this mental strength that it's just like, I don't know. She puts up a force field, man. And she's not those endurance things. She's just a competitor, man. You can't do nothing.
Going to beast mode.
She's a stallion.
Yeah, but she wasn't winning on my season. I know that.
It's going to be interesting to see how she does on Amazing Race, especially if she has to get behind the wheel of a car.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be TV to watch, and you have to tune in and see, you know, because you know they're gonna fight, you know he's gonna cry or something's gonna happen. So
I just want to watch.
You know they'll be fighting all the way through it. You know they're gonna fight.
Oh yeah, they are. But you know the thing is they were invited for Toys for Tots, and they told us that they were busy. Well, now we know why they were busy, because they're in the middle of doing Amazing Race.
That's it.
Yep.
Right. We had last night, we had our Amazing Race show with Louie, and this is the same time of year that he started the race. They left on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So we have pictures of Brendan and Rachel in the airport, so it is confirmed that they are on the race. But, I would like
good
to see
them. Good luck to them.
Huh?
I said good luck to them. I hope that they did better than Jeff and Jordan.
You know, I forgot to mention something last night on our show about the Amazing Race, and I had it in my notes and I forgot to bring it up. While Tommy and Andy were out rowing their little not boat, but their raft, they were so excited to be out there and just on the Amazing Race and doing what they were doing. Did anyone happen to hear them say, "This is so rad"?
Oh, no, no.
They actually said that.
I heard them say that, Terry.
Did you?
I did, yes.
It made me laugh. I was like, oh, listen to that. This is so rad. I was like, I want Paul to get that clip.
And the other thing I want to... Enzo, you talked about Brendan crying a lot, and when Ron was with us and during your season, after seeing him crying, Ron would say, "What did you guys think of Brenda?"
I remember that. That's funny.
Come on, man. It's just a show, man. It's just a game, man. People are crying. It's like, come on. Get the fuck out of here.
I cried through my season, so I can't say much. So Enzo, am I a baby too?
I didn't know what you were crying about. I don't know, but I know what Brendan was crying about, and it was just like there's no reason to be crying. You know what I mean? So.
Well, mine was family, and I think you can relate to that.
Yeah, that's different, man. I mean, you're giving up $500,000 over a girl you just met. I mean, you're fucking psychotic, bro. What's going on?
I love it. You're hearing that first on the Rad Reality Show.
I love you.
He did it on two seasons. He did it on two seasons, mine and this one. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
Apparently he wasn't. He's still chasing her around the world.
He wasn't. You know, so, yeah, I hope he comes up with a cure for cancer, whatever he's trying to do. I don't know what he's trying, where he's going to school. I don't know what he's trying to do, but he's going
and
for like
so,
four masters.
And he shows as he keeps going on. He keeps putting off his studies. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
He's never going to be a doctor.
Maybe Dr. Doolittle.
You know, everyone knows, and I'm not bashing Brendan because I like Brendan, and he's a friend to the show. But, you know, he is doing everything to make her happy. And there's nothing wrong. We've all done that.
Look, like, me personally, I like Rachel and Brendan. I liked everyone on my season. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then when they get on another season and they start talking about you, and it's just like, come on, you guys never talked about me on my own season, and now all of a sudden people are talking. It's like, come on, man. Just do it. Either do it to my face or don't do it at all. That's all, you know? But I like Rachel. The first time I even met her, I liked Rachel, you know? And I did. And I started feeling for Brendan. I felt bad for the kid. You know, he had no alliances in the house. I mean, the brigade had these people's heads twisted in half. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know who to trust. They didn't know what happened, you know. So, I like the kid, too. You know, don't get me wrong. I do like him, too. But, you know, if you're going to say something about me, I'm not going to just sit there and, it was a fucking game. Like, that's it.
And you're right. You know, and see, some people brings up what I did 7 years ago. You know what? That was 7 years ago. You know, the thing is, you know, don't judge how someone plays until you play the game. You
exactly.
know, it's a very stressful situation. You know firsthand, you know, there's probably moves in the game that you wish that you did differently. But you know what? It's just the game. You know, you can't fix the past.
You can, man. That's it. It happens so, and look, you know, and it happens quickly. Everything's, you know, it's crazy now. You don't know who to trust, but you have to trust somebody, you know. So it's like, it's crazy, man. It's a great experience, but it's stressful. It's, you know, you're cut off from the world, from your family, from friends, from everything for 3 months.
Right.
And you're
hey, so
in the same people.
Speaking of family, how's your daughter doing?
That's what I was about to say. I'm about to get off in about a minute because she's the one. She's trying to. She wants to go for a little walk now. So I'm like, okay, Daddy's gonna take you for a walk. She's like, go, Daddy, go for a walk. So I got to take her for a walk in about a minute. So, but yeah, she's awesome, man. She just turned 2 years old last Saturday. This girl, I mean, she is so smart. What she's saying, the word, I mean, it's unbelievable, man. She's unbelievable.
Well, Enzo, and we will get to meet a lot this weekend. And I'm raising 3 kids by myself. And my kids are my world, and I'm actually, I don't know if you know, but I am sharing some great news at Toys for Tots that is going to change my family, and I'm really excited, and I'm going to be there and share it with my big brother family, and everyone's like emailing me, what's the news, what's the news? Well, you're just going to have to watch it live or come to New Hampshire and listen what Cowboy is up to.
Nice. I'm excited for
yes.
that, too, then. That's it, man.
Awesome.
That's
well, you, don't forget to text Lane, and I can't wait to see you this weekend, buddy.
No doubt, bro. I'm going to text right off this phone. I'll text Adam, too, because I got to meet him on Thursday, and then we're going to shoot up there. We're going to have a good time, man. But I got to pack heavy now, you're telling me, so I might have to go buy a coat or something tomorrow. I got to go take care of that now.
Enzo, this is Paul again. I checked the weather forecast yesterday, and all days over the weekend look to be highs about high 40s or around 50, and overnight lows in the mid-30s, if that holds true. And there's no snow left on the ground. It all melted.
It's going to be very warm. I was just sitting outside most of the night listening to you guys with just a sweatshirt on. So if it's like this Saturday, we're going to be golden.
Oh, we're good.
That's
no matter what. we're going to be hanging out anyway, so we're good no matter what. So I'm excited,
yep.
man. Thank you guys for tonight, man. I can't wait to see you guys this weekend, and we're going to have a good time, man.
Thank you.
Yes,
now,
I'm
now.
So looking forward to
All
it.
Right.
Thank you
All right,
so much
night,
for calling
guys.
In.
No problem. Good night. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Good night. What a show.
Ooh.
Yes.
Holy moly.
It's been a fun Manic Monday.
And we even had Jody call in. Thanks for that,
yes.
Jody.
Well, it was fun, and I'm going to hang up, okay?
Well,
all
thank
right,
you
sure.
so much, Jody, and we'll take care of your raffle tickets in New Hampshire.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, you have a great night, babe.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
wow.
Pam,
you know, I tell you what, I'm going to get on my little soapbox right now, and someone on, you know, John Crocker worked really hard on the poster, and he put season 5 and 11, which I was on 5, 7, and 11. And someone wrote, well, Cowboy was only, why are you putting Cowboy was on season 11? He was only there for half of the episode. You know, the thing is I was still on it. I was still part of that season. And it really upsets me that people would go that far and put down the Big Brother house guest. I mean, this is not just defending me. This is defending anybody. You know, I'm very proud that I was on every three shows. And it's very tough. The procedure that I had to go on to get to each one of them, I had to do the same process over and over and over, just like the regular house guest.
And sequester.
And sequester. This season 11 was the longest sequester that I've ever been on, and that was the toughest. And I think that I deserve that Big Brother 11 title. And I got a bag. I mean, I get everything that everyone did in that season. It just, it really upsets me that people judge us, and we're human just like y'all. We work hard to get on these shows, and we go hours of interview and mental questions and stuff with the shrink. I mean, I deserve that title. So if that person's listening, I hope so. But I'm really disappointed that someone wrote that.
It's really a shame that, you know, some people don't have anything better to do than to be so negative in their life. And, you know, just, I don't know, that just upsets me that someone could even do that. You know, they don't understand the process that you go through and the sequester that, I mean, that's torment.
In our family.
In the worst way, to sit there and sequester. And I've never even been through it, but I've heard people talk about it, and I certainly wouldn't want to go through it. And for someone to try to take that away from you is just disgusting to me that, you know, they don't offer enough credit for what you've been through and, you know, the process and the fact that you were brought on that show and, you know, that you were part of season 11 just like the rest of them. You may not have been on there as long as some of them, but neither was the person who was voted off first.
Yeah, I was
know?
Just going to say the same thing, Cherry.
So
yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, it's really maddening that some people just can only be so negative. You know, people need to lighten up and start seeing the positive in this world and start being kinder to each other. And, you know, I don't understand why some people just have to be so damn negative all the time. It just irritates the hell out of me. And
well, you know what? This is what I got to say, Cherry. With my announcement that I will be doing in New Hampshire, I must be doing something wrong.
And
so that's
I know
all I'm going to say.
You are, and you have the biggest heart in the world. You
always have had the biggest heart in the world. You live a wonderful life. You live your life doing good things, and you always turn the other cheek, and you live your life in such a way that you will always be proud of the life you've lived. Your kids will always be proud of you. Your parents will always be proud of you, and your friends will always be proud of you. And for that, I commend you. And not many people, you know, live like that. I shouldn't say not many, but not everyone lives like that. And you set a great example.
Thank you.
I commend you for the way you live your life. And
thank you.
I wish more people lived their lives like you do, because you always try to be kind to everyone. And you always think before you speak. And
sometimes I did say whatever after someone's comment, but it does get very frustrating. Because we're human, just like everyone else.
Well, of course you are. And
we've got feelings, just like y'all. And, I mean, that person wouldn't want me to start bashing that person. I mean, it really hurts. And we work really hard to entertain you guys. And we do this because this is our passion. We love the game just like y'all do. And, you know, it is just a game. But it's part of our lives. It's part of my family's life. My family lives it every day just like I do. And, you know, we work really hard to entertain the one fans that we do have. And the haters, you know what? I really don't care. I'm still going to continue to go forward.
Thankfully, I think you've got a gazillion fans that love you for every fan that may be somewhat hateful. So, you know, those people can just go suck on a rock. And
I love you. You're awesome. And I love this show. And, you know, this is my family too. And y'all are always there for me. And I try to be there for y'all as well. Like, Michelle had to leave early because of something. You know what? We're in this together. It's not all about I, you know. It's a teamwork. And we're going to all do this. We all share this together. It's our passion, and we will continue to go forward together.
And we adore you, Cowboy. And you have been so good to the Rad Reality Show and our Rad Reality family. And we absolutely wish you the very, very best in everything that
you
do and every endeavor that you seek in your life. And I want the very best for you and your family. And anything that you do, I know you will do it so well. So
thank you.
I can't wait to hear your news.
Thank you.
I know it's going to be amazing. So I'm anxious to hear what you've got going. And I know it's going to be big. And I can't wait for you to share it with us all.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you so much to everyone in the chat room and podcasters and the archive listeners. Without y'all, this wouldn't continue to go on.
Hey, Cherry?
Yes.
As I look at the clock, we do have enough time for this, and, you know, we did have several people that joined us on Thanksgiving Eve when I was playing Ron's clips. How do you feel about playing that Thanksgiving closing that Ron did? It's just under 6 minutes.
Okay. Real quick, I would like to play.
You have a cat.
This before we do.
His wall, right there. Straight
I think
ahead.
He's going to be joining us for Toys for Tots as well. So I want to play this real quick before we play the closing.
Okay.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to take another break. We're going to hear from our friendly rodents about a thing that's happening in the end of this month. So, or the beginning of next month. Here we go.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as a charitable type. Charity begins at home, squirrel. Then why are we going to New Hampshire?
Because this woman was supposed to be there.
I knew it. There's always some ulterior motive with you, HR.
You want to guess what my motive for creating a crime scene will be, squirrel?
That's okay, HR. I have a pretty good idea.
I guess it's the first time for everything. Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire, squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother Pan.
HR, how can insulting potential guests possibly help a charity?
It doesn't help the charity, Jordan. It keeps the clouds down so we get more time with this woman. Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Room, for the Big Brother Fan Club's annual Toys for Tots charity event Sunday, December 4th, New Hampshire, 2 to 7 p.m. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
Okay, that was our lovely house rodent. And
okay.
I always love hearing the house rodent.
Yes.
So you want to go ahead?
I just want to give a little...
Paul did a wonderful job doing a clip from last year's Thanksgiving. We're going to go ahead and, I guess, close out the show.
Can I set it up?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, because if you listen to the whole show, you would understand, but it was all about what we're being thankful for. There was numerous people that called in and thanked Ron for what he did. He will play a song that was very important to him, and thanks. And if you stay and listen through the whole song, and it's a beautiful song, he will have a really nice closing as well. So I just wanted to kind of fill in the blanks, if you will. And if you want me to start it, or you got it ready, Jerry?
Go ahead.
Whoops. Sorry.
Thank you all.
All right, here's the clip. It's just under 6 minutes, and I hope people stay through to the end because it was really special. Ron came back and closed it.
Thank you, everyone that did call in tonight. Lisa, Jess, Tom, Liz, Paul, and Jerry, thank you for helping me out. It's good to be able to have friends and have people call in. And to close off the show tonight, I do want to play a song. And it's what Thanksgiving probably means for me. And anybody that knows me knows that, you know, what my faith in the Lord is and everything. So I wanted to play this to close off the show. And if you don't believe, if you do believe, this is how I feel. I just thank him.
Because of what the Lord has done for us.
Thank you again for coming to our show.
Good night. Thanks, Ron.
Good night.